Quick interruption before we start the fourth episode of Modern Cult, a Modern Family podcast. We apologize for not putting out an episode last Monday, September 19th, as we took the day off for the National Day of Mourning for Queen Elizabeth II. Thank you for understanding. We're your hosts, Abby
and Brianna, coming to you from French Canada.
Season 1, Episode 4.
The Incident.
Or as we're calling this podcast episode, You Never Want to Be Weirder Than a Fish.
The Netflix bio for this episode is, everyone is on edge when Jay's ex-wife drops in for a surprise visit. We start at Jay and Gloria's house.
So when we first see Jay, and it looks like he's eating something, looks like it's like a bagel with cream cheese or something like that. But then when Gloria comes in the door, he quickly puts it down and picks up an apple. Like, that's really funny, but like, why? That's my Luke moment, because I never noticed that. But like, why is he hiding that from his wife? Like, again, just like Claire says to Phil, she's not his mother. Like, he's allowed to eat whatever he wants. But I just don't get it.
I think it could even go into, like, the whole thing where he's like, oh, I want her to think that I'm super healthy and stuff like that. But at the same time, she loves him for who he is.
Yeah, she knows what he eats.
And that it's not an apple, it's a bagel and cream cheese.
Yeah. And then Gloria's like, oh, I'm gonna go take a shower. Do you want to join me? And Jay's like, there's a gun in the footlocker in the garage. If I ever say no to that question, I want you to use it on me. And that's really funny.
Yeah. And then we move to Phil and Claire's house, and it's so funny. Claire's just sitting there, and then she's like, they're not hurting each other, to Phil when he comes in. Then she's like, I'm afraid to move.
Yeah, Hilly and Luke are playing. They're doing, like the hand game,
yeah,
like apples like, on a stick and that kind of thing. And, like,
yeah.
Seas, shore, I don't know. And so that's really sweet because they're, like, able to, like, you know, play and, like, you know.
Yeah, I thought that was nice. Then we move to Cam and Mitch, and Dee Dee arrives for the very first time. We meet Dee Dee, who is Mitchell and Claire's mother and Jay's ex-wife.
Yes. And so, Dee Dee comes, and she's like, surprise! And Mitchell's like, Mom! But he's a little more excited than that.
Not really.
Yeah, it's mostly shock with a little bit of, like, I don't hate you. It's not like Mom. It's like, yeah. Mom!
He doesn't have the same reaction Claire has, which is a bit later. Then it's back to Jay and Gloria, and a bird hits the window, which is something bad. Phil and Claire, the kids start hurting each other. Something bad.
Jay's house, Jay's like, oh, it sounds like a bird hit the window. And Gloria's like, oh, God, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
And then, the Dumfies, Haley and Luke, start fighting and hitting each other. Ow! You know? Yeah. Classic siblings.
Yeah. And then we go back to Cam and Mitch, and it's so funny. So Mitchell says from the other room, Cam, my mom's here. And then Cam's like, yeah, right. Last time your mom was here, the refrigerator magnets changed themselves into a pentagon. Grandma!
Yeah.
But this is funny. So this is actually my Luke moment. I never realized he said pentagon, and I looked it up, so originally...
I think it's pentagram.
Pentagram, it goes, that would make more sense.
Oh!
Yeah, that would make more sense, because that's like a shape, a five-pointed shape.
Yeah.
So, I never really heard this, so I looked it up, and I first noticed it was just, like, really, like, good thing. So it's, like, a five-sided, like, humans have, like, the four limbs and a head, which should be five-sided, and in the center, it's, like, heaven and earth connected and stuff like that. So I was mm-hmm. like, huh, this doesn't seem like something that he'd be saying about Dee Dee behind her back. And then I scrolled farther down, and it said that it's sometimes related to witches and black magic.
Yeah, and I saw some things where it said, like, it's not always used as a satanic symbol, and I was like, oh, that's nice.
So that makes sense what he's saying it about Dee Dee.
Yeah. So then I think then there's the intro, and then we go back to the Tucker Pritchett house, and
Dee Dee is so funny. So she's doing something with Lily's legs. So she's holding Lily's legs, and Mitchell's like, Mom, what are you doing to her legs? And then
Dee Dee's like, oh, Tai Chi. I did it every day in Sedona, mm-hmm. something like that. And then she's like, Cameron, you should try it. And it's funny because Cam's like eating a scone, which they talked about earlier. They were like super healthy because there was like no butter, non-fat, I don't know. They were like mm-hmm. super healthy. So like, but also even if they weren't healthy, like he's allowed to eat whatever he wants.
Yeah.
So then like he's about to take a bite of a scone and he's like, and then she's like, you should try it. And he stops and he's like, kind of like, oh. But like, Dee Dee, come on. Like, it's just kind of like, leave him alone. He's allowed to eat whatever he wants.
Yeah, and she's being super fat phobic as well. Yeah. She's like, Cameron, you should try it. Why not Mitchell, Cameron, you guys would enjoy this. Like, why just Cameron kind of thing?
Yeah.
And there would be a difference between if it was just like the, oh, Cam, I think you'd enjoy this. Here's something I've been doing, compared to the, oh, it's exercise, you should do it kind of thing.
Yeah. So then we move to a couch moment, and Cam's talking about the Christmas before when, like, his gifts from Dee Dee, and he's saying, he's like, she gave me exercise equipment and a lettuce dryer. So to recap, I gave her a gorgeous pair of diamond earrings, and she gave me a hint. That's my mall walkers, because, like, Dee Dee, why are you giving him hints and stuff like that? Like, that's just, you know, like, stop it. give him a good gift. Be nice. Be a good person, right? Like,
yeah, I was kind of like, that's not really nice, Dee Dee. Like, really, like, it would be one thing to give him something that he enjoyed, like, if he loved making salads, to give him a lettuce dryer.
Right, but, for that reason.
Yeah, but just to be like, oh, I'm gonna give you a lettuce dryer and exercise equipment because that, and then he gives her, like, a gift that he actually thinks she'll enjoy. Yeah. And then I also noticed that at the start of this episode, they didn't have a couch moment. Like,
yeah.
The starting question.
Yeah, I think it's because in this episode, they're trying to, like, teach us family history, quote-unquote.
Yeah, because that's actually funny that you say that, because then we move on to the wedding video.
Oh, yeah, and so Dee Dee says, I was hoping you could help us all get past the incident. And Cam's mm-hmm. like, oh, no. And he whispers that. I never really heard him say that, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we start with Jay and Gloria, and Gloria's, like, talking about her wedding and stuff, and how it's, like, what she wanted. She wanted a big wedding with Jay. And then it's Cam and Mitch talk a bit about it. And then it's the video, so it starts to show the video. And then Claire, we move to Claire and Phil, and they're talking also about the video. And Claire says, yeah. They kept patting my butt. So the Gloria's uncles.
Yeah, so Claire was saying how there was a group of Gloria's uncles, and they were drinking. And then Phil had a drink, and it was called the Horny Colombian. And so apparently it was named after Gloria's uncles. And so Claire says, they kept patting my butt. And then Phil's like,
somebody's full of herself.
Yeah, and then he's like, it's a Colombian wedding tradition, they said. But yeah. I'm like, Phil's not sticking up or fighting for his wife. Like, he just dismisses her feelings.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, oh, you're fine. Like, that's what this, it's fine. This is what they told me.
It's like, of course they're gonna say it's a Colombian wedding tradition. Like,
yeah.
There's no way that's the truth, dude. You've gotta look at it from your wife's perspective.
Yeah, and I'm kind of thinking, like, dude, don't just dismiss her feelings. Like, you know, like, actually, like, think about it and be like, okay, like, you could even just be like, yes, I hear you. I'm sorry that happened. Like,
yeah.
Are you okay? Like, just don't be all like, oh, it's fine, you know? Because
yeah.
That's where it's, like, bad.
I was just, that bothered me so much. I was like, why would you just say, oh, it's not a big deal? Like, I'm just like,
maybe it is to her,
really?
You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, you should be on her side. If anything, you'd expect him to be like, whoa, wait, they were doing what kind of thing? Cause it's
yeah,
like,
instead of like, oh, like,
yeah.
He laughs it off. I don't know, that's one of my close videos.
Yeah. And then we move to the video again, and then Haley on the couch, I noticed that she looks, like, very different. Like, looking at her now compared to at the end, she's changed so much. She's, like, grown up a lot, and she looks so young here. I just noticed that.
Yeah. So then it's the wedding video, and so Dee Dee's, like, making her speech, and she's like, 35 years we were together, and he couldn't wait 10 minutes to run off with Charo. So that's my Alex's books. Charo is a Spanish-American actress, singer, comedian, and flamenco guitarist. So, yeah. Maybe because she's Spanish, Dee Dee's stereotyping Gloria.
I could see Dee Dee doing that. Like, to
yeah,
be honest,
but like that's the only thing that I see between them, right? Like
yeah.
And then, oh yeah, Dee Dee creates a total mess.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
At the wedding and everything. And, like, kicking things over, like, being a big issue.
Yeah, and, like, her wedding toast is so passive-aggressive and inappropriate. Like, okay, she's like, to the bride and the groom, my ex. And then she's totally like, oh, and he hurt his back, which is odd because he's young and healthy. It's like, Dee Dee, just no, just stop. Like, and then it's so just passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks it. Literally, like, then it goes to Claire and Mitchell's faces, and they're both just like, oh my goodness, why are you saying this, mother?
Yeah.
And it's so inappropriate, like, just, you shouldn't be saying this, especially because she's a full-grown adult and should know better.
But also, as we learn later, apparently she was very drunk when she gave this toast. So, yeah. I mean, I know the alcohol can't be like, oh, she's totally fine. But also, like, I mean, you can think of it as, like, a slight thing. Like, of course, still be mad at her and everything, because she drank so much, but also, like, when you're drunk, like, alcohol can take over sometimes.
Yeah.
I've heard. Yeah, so then it goes to Luke on the couch, and he's like, oh, Nana's really strong.
I found this really funny, yeah. He's just, like, it's in his face, he almost looks scared. He's like, it's so funny.
Yeah. And so then we go back to the video, and, I mean, Dee Dee's kind of racist. Like, she's faking Gloria's accent, being like, I'm Gloria,
yeah.
And, like, other things like that, and then she's like, ay, 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 but, like, in, like, an accent, and it's really racist. Like, I mean, I get that she's, like, mad and drunk and everything, but that's still, like, really bad.
Yeah, I noticed, like, that. And I was like, Dee Dee, you shouldn't be doing this. Like, this is just not good.
Yeah. So then we move to Jay and Gloria on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay's like, what can I say? I drive women crazy. And Gloria, like, glares at him. And then Jay's like, oh, too soon.
The look she gives him is so funny. It's just, like, so, like, no, that's not the point kind of look.
Yeah.
We move back to Phil and Claire, and they're done telling the family history, as we are going to call it. And Haley is asking about going to a concert. And
with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other guys.
Yep. And a male chaperone who her parents don't know.
Yeah, she's like, it's totally supervised. And then they're like, oh, okay, who's the supervisor? And then she's like, Uncle Toby. And they're like oh.
Like, literally. And I'm definitely on Claire's side. Like, it's totally acceptable that she doesn't want her 15-year-old daughter going to a concert overnight with her 18-year-old boyfriend.
Alone
with a bunch of his friends. Who are all male.
And an adult male. Like, if she said, I want to go to this, will you take me?
Yeah.
That's different, because then at least there's some supervision, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe Claire would have thought of it differently. But just saying, I want to do this with these people, that's kind of like...
Mm-hmm. It would even be one thing if, like, there were one or two other females and they were her age. Like, everybody was her age.
Yeah,
that's the other thing. I mean, three years older.
I still wouldn't trust it. Also, being somebody like that, I still wouldn't trust it.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm totally on Claire's side for this. Like, Haley, that's just no.
Yeah, and then Claire's like, oh, Uncle Toby, I'll be sure to include that in my Amber Alert.
Yeah, I found this funny, but I also, the first time I watched this, I didn't know what an Amber Alert was. So I started like, huh? Like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
And then, it's so funny. So, Phil's trying to be, like, the calming everybody's down. He's like, okay, let's start from the start. What's wrong with Spencer's arm?
Yeah, Phil's like, he's, like, pretending or, like, slash trying to help. He's like, everybody, calm down. Like,
yeah.
It's okay. Because Claire and Haley are like, no. And he's like, it's okay. And then he's like, let's start from the beginning. What's wrong with his arm? And it's like... Phil! And then Haley's like, ugh, and, like, walks away.
Yeah.
And Claire, like, glares at him, like, come on, dude.
It's
and
like,
I'm like, yeah, come on.
And it's like, Phil, that's, like, the least important thing at this point, right? His arm.
Yeah, like, come on. If you don't know that, ask your wife later. Ask your daughter later. But, like, don't make it a big thing that's gonna, like, cause problems.
And this is the first time we see, sorry, now we're moving on to Jay and Gloria. This is the first time that we see someone going into their house from the outside.
I think it's, like, one of the only times, too. Yeah. Like, actually going in.
Yeah.
Because later we see Cam standing at the door with the flower and other stuff like that, but we never actually see them, like, going into the house.
Yeah,
so
like,
that's pretty cool.
Or we'll see them, like, from the inside view, somebody opening the door, and then they're walking in, kind of thing. Yeah. But it's not from the outside view.
But it's also kind of obvious that it's, like, not actually, like, the same place, because they show Manny going inside, and then they show a view from, like, kind of, like, from, like, a little away from the door, pointing to the living room, and you see Manny walk past the camera once he's come in the door. So, like, they don't actually really show the door.
Yeah, I did notice that, but, which is probably why they don't show it from outside much, because probably somebody else, like, picked up on that or something. They were like, oh, we can't do this as much anymore, kind of thing.
Or because they weren't allowed to use the people's house that they used. They weren't allowed to, like, use the door for some of the later seasons, like, actually
opening it and stuff. But that's a really pretty house. Like, props to whoever can afford to live there.
Yeah, like, wow.
Yeah, and then I really like, this is my Haley's outfit. Gloria's purple shirt. It's, like, a really pretty purple, and then it's got, like, a black, like, flower sort of design. It almost, like, I don't know how to describe it. You'll probably remember it from the episode if you've watched it recently, but...
Yeah.
I definitely... Really, yeah, it was really pretty. And then, this is my mall walkers. So, Jay says, if they prank you, you just have to prank them back. It's like, Jay, no. Retaliation is not the answer. Why would you suggest that? I guess, like, in probably, like, Jay's school years, retaliation was the answer.
Yeah, like he says later, it's like, if my old man had a problem with somebody else's old man, I'd have a problem with this kid at school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was just kind of like, Jay, and this is after Manny has his fake mustache.
Yeah, so Manny came home from a sleepover, and I guess he said, he was like, oh, yeah, I fell asleep first. Mm-hmm. And so I guess they drew a mustache on him. Mm-hmm. And so, but I mean, it just shows that Gloria is such a good mother, because she's, like, she's heartbroken about it. Like, she's like, Jay, like, why would they do this? And, like, she's so sad about it, and it's just so sweet, because it's, like, you really care about your son, like...
Yeah, which I thought was sweet, too. I was like, oh, yeah, that's really nice that she's like this. But at the same time, I think she's a little bit overprotective. Like, I think you could also see it as that, just a little bit, but I do more agree with your point.
Yeah.
And then it's funny how he's like, huh, and then he strokes his fake mustache.
Revenge. I like it.
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, stroking his little face beard.
Yeah. And then, we move back to Cam and Mitch, and it's so funny. So, it makes so much sense. This is where Claire gets it from. Dee Dee is such an oversharer, and so is Claire. And they actually make a point later, like, Cam and Mitch say in a later episode, well, who do we go to? Claire? She's an oversharer. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is where she gets it from. It's from Dee Dee.
Yeah. So Dee Dee's like, I met a man. And Mitchell's like, really? And then Dee Dee's like, his name is Chaz, and he's asked me to come live with him in his foreign land. Mitchell's like, wow, where? And Dee Dee's like, Canada. And Mitchell's like, you're moving to Canada? And she's like, French Canada.
It's like, Canada's not very far and foreign from America.
Yeah, like, excuse me. Canada is not a foreign land. I mean, we're literally neighbors to the U.S.
Yeah.
As someone who lives in Canada, like, not foreign. We're literally going to Canada soon, or, oh my god, we live in Canada. We're going to America for vacation soon, and it's not that long, like...
Yeah, like, it's not very far, so it's really funny, because she doesn't, like...
She doesn't, like, think that.
Yeah, she doesn't really think that. In this episode, I had a couple Luke moments. One of them was Cam says, give it time, and see Banff. I never heard that.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah, which is a place in Canada. We've never been there, but I've
heard of it. Lots of my friends have gone there and everything.
Yeah, and I think in, like, grade 6, I read a story about it or something.
That's so random.
Yeah, it's really not honestly, important.
Like, being a student and, like, reading stories, like, that are written by Canadians or, like, about Canada, I've always loved, because lots of stories and stuff are written by / about Americans. America. And so they're like, literally. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know. My favorite show is American.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, blah, 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 like, Disneyland. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And they're like, yeah, we live in California. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed that a lot, just, like, with everything, or it's, like, as I saw the American flag waving above me, and I'm, like, oh, great, okay, we're in America, or they'll be, like, New York, and I'm, like, of course, right, America.
Yeah.
But this story was totally different. I know you guys probably don't even care about it, but I'm gonna tell a bit about it. Basically, apparently, I don't know if this is true, if this was just in the story, they got people to dress in, like, these actual, like, animal suits and act like deer and bears and stuff.
Oh my
god.
So
tourists would be like, oh, there's a bear, there's a deer, and stuff like that.
That's
and so,
so
this
random.
Guy was the bear, and then he was chased. No, sorry, he was the deer, and his friend chased him, and he thought it was an actual bear chasing him because his friend was in the bear suit.
Oh my god.
It was an interesting story.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My glorious vocab was, Cam, it's his, like, he's on the couch, and he's like, there's a fish in nature that swims around with its babies in its mouth. That fish would look at Mitchell's relationship with his mother and say, that's messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then we see, so why Cam is saying that is because, Dee Dee, this is my glorious vocabulary, by the way. So Dee Dee is like, I need your help, Mitchell. And then, sorry. So Dee Dee's all like, oh, Mitchell, like, I need your help to, like, get me good with the family so I can go off to Canada with my new man.
And, Chaz.
Yeah. And she's talking about, like, how she's not able to pleasure him. And oh gosh, God. Dee Dee. So then Dee Dee's like, I need your help, Mitchell. And Cam's like, did you hear that, Mitchell? Your mom needs your help to make love to her new man, Chaz. That's not weird at all. And so that's so funny. Like,
oh,
Dee Dee's using Mitchell, which, first of all, is just, like, weird. But also, yeah, like, for what she's using him, it's, like, Dee Dee. Like,
that's
just do it yourself.
Borderline creepy. Like,
yeah.
Let's be honest, Dee Dee, honestly.
Yeah, like, Dee Dee, get out of here.
Maybe not this time. How about no?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Then we move to Phil and Claire, and Phil is a good dad, how he's trying to help Haley, and he's like, I thought that was sweet, how he, like, goes and he's trying to talk to her and
yeah,
stuff like that.
And so he says, he's like, act like a parent, talk like a peer. I call it parenting. I learned from my own dad, who used to walk into my room and say, what's up, sweat hog? But the voice he uses there is so funny.
So funny. I was like, wait, Phil, where'd you go?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, but I noticed her laptop wasn't branded.
Yeah.
And so she uses, like, the flip phone, so I guess, like, is this, like, olden times? That sounds like, I don't mean, like, olden times, just before our times.
Yeah,
or
I guess.
Or early our times, because actually, we saw flip phones that our mom
started in
had.
2009.
Yeah, so I guess, oh yeah, so that would have been after. So yeah, I guess this is, like, her laptop isn't branded. I assumed that she was going to have, like, an Apple laptop and, like,
but
cell
Apple
phone.
Wouldn't fund them or whatever.
Yeah. Until later. Later,
until
I'm pretty
later.
Sure they have
Yeah,
Apple
later
things.
They have lots of Apple things.
Yeah.
You know, product placement.
Yeah.
I'm sure they also would probably, like, drink, like, Starbucks or we don't know. I don't know.
I don't think they do.
Tim Hortons, maybe. I don't know.
No,
well,
it's
American.
No Tim Hortons.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you'd be surprised. You'd think that, like, something like Dunkin' Donuts or whatever would have been in that. Because
yeah,
that thing, they got, like, famous, well, mostly in the recent years because of TikTok. But,
mm-hmm,
like, they've probably been famous enough that they could have gotten on there. But,
on, like, shows and stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah, to be brand, like, product placement.
Yeah,
but
I'm surprised that they don't have a lot of product placement. Well, I guess
which
it makes
is
sense
good
in the first season because everybody's just like, oh, it's a new show. And then when people are like, oh, my goodness, Modern Family, Modern Family, Modern Family, all the companies are like, we gotta get in here. We gotta
yeah,
get something of our product in this. And then they realize, oh, wait, now it's harder to get your product in here because everybody's probably asking them, so they pick and choose. So
yeah,
Apple probably got in because that's something easy that you
but
can do.
But they probably didn't want to do too much.
Yeah, which is
because
good.
Then it's just, like, it's, like, annoying because you're like, oh, mm-hmm, and there's another ad, like,
yeah,
quote unquote, because it's like, oh, there's your Starbucks drink, there's
yeah,
your Dunkin' Donuts or whatever, right? Like,
but at the same time, I don't know, I almost kind of like it when there's things I can be like, oh, look, they're carrying a Starbucks cup, or
mm-hmm,
oh, look, her phone's Apple and stuff like that. I don't know,
yeah,
I almost kind of like it, which probably is, like, the total opposite opinion from other people, as you just
yeah,
pointed out. But I don't know, I think it's kind of fun sometimes.
Yeah, it is. It's fun to be able to relate to the characters,
yeah,
which, I mean, literally everyone does in this show, because, like, it's real life problems.
But
I mean, like, to relate to the characters in, like, oh, they're drinking a Starbucks, so am I, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's always
fun. I think
fun.
That's probably part of why they do it. Then...
So the story.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Phil starts, like, he's telling Haley a story about, I don't know, his life. And it's funny because it's a story he's telling. Basically, he followed everybody. He's just a stalker.
It's so creepy.
Because he's like, yeah, I was with this girl. Well, I guess I was following her too.
Yeah.
Which is really creepy.
So he wasn't even with her. He was just, like, following her around.
Yeah, and it's like okay, dude.
He's literally telling his daughter, hey, guess what? When I was a bit older than you, I stalked the girls I liked.
Yeah, which, I mean, a little bit of internet stalking does nobody any harm. Oh,
that's horrible.
But, like, following them and, like, knowing in their whole life is creepy.
Yeah, the way he explained it, I was like, and Haley's face was so funny. It's like, he's being so creepy.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Then, Dee Dee arrives.
Oh, yeah. But before that, anyways, Phil's just still talking to Haley, and she's like, okay, Mom just doesn't trust me, and it's not fair. And Phil's like, she trusts you, it's just that weird stuff happens at concerts. Boys get urges. And then Haley's like, ew, Dad! And I'm like, ew, Phil! Like
if, why would he tell his daughter this?
Yeah, well, I mean, I get that you'd want to, like, caution her or whatever to it, but still, like, if my dad came up to me and was like, be careful, guys get urges, I'd be like, gross! No, thank you. I'd rather have my brother say that than you. I'm sorry. Like, obviously, I get it. He's trying to, like, caution her and, like, be a good dad. But still, it's, like, it's kind of gross and weird.
It is.
It's random. It seems unnecessary. But...
But it's so Phil.
It's so Phil, literally. Yeah.
That's
anyways.
Really the point. Is it just so Phil?
Yeah. Phil also tries his using old references. So he's like, a juice bar, a malt shop. Like, what are those? Like, he's trying to be cool.
I have no idea.
And Haley's like, what? And we're out here like, huh?
What?
Like, in, like, the 21st century, we're like,
what's a juice bar?
What's a malt shop? Those are, like, 1900s kinds of things. Sorry.
Much not later 1900s. Than
1900s. Like, the 1980s and 90s. But we weren't born then, and I don't think Haley was. She was born in 90...
I want to say, like, 92 or something.
I think, yeah, 92, 94, something, 96. Something or was like he 98? Was Luke 98?
Anyways. Luke was 98.
Okay, so she was 94. Because they're two's apart, right?
No, she's 18 at this point. No, sorry, 15. She's 15 at this point.
So...
And he's 11. Luke's 11. So that would be...
Well, but I mean, like, are they, like, two's apart, or...
I don't know. No, 15. Alex is 13. Oh, wait, yeah. No, she's 12. She's not 13 yet.
So I'm just gonna go with, like, they're 2 or 3 years apart.
Her
so, like,
are closer.
She was born in, like, 92 to 94. Anywhere between there. Anyways... That's not what's important. It's just that, like, she probably wouldn't know what those are because she was a baby, and then they would have disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, slowly, like, you know? Because now we don't have juice bars, we don't have malt shops. Like, even if we wanted to go to those kind of things, we don't really have those.
What is that? What's a malt shop?
I think it's, like,
where they sell, like, mulch?
No, a malt. Like,
malting, like, skin? Like,
no. M-A-L-T is what they used to call, like, drinks. Like, it was, like, you'd go to a malt shop. Like, you know Archie Comics?
Yeah.
Where he goes to the malt shop.
I did not know it was called that.
Yeah, so he, like, the malt shop is kind of like, you know what? I'm just gonna search it up.
Oh, my goodness.
And this can
or
be...
if one of you guys knows, how about you tell us?
Yeah, this can be, like, what is it?
Question of the day.
Sure.
What's a malt shop? Or, I guess a juice bar is more self-explanatory. I mean, that would be, where you go and get juice.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm like... What's a malt shop? Like, Phil, like, this makes no sense. Haley's not gonna get that reference at all.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so if you know, please let us know.
Yeah.
But for any of you who don't know, I'm gonna tell you, but we still wanna know what you know as a malt shop, because we have never seen one in our lives. Anyways, so a malt shop is, like, a soda shop.
Oh.
So it's often known as a malt shop, or as a malted shop in Canada. That's interesting.
That makes sense, because maybe malted, like, they sell multiple things.
No, because they still sell multiple things in other places. So, Scoops. That's like a malt shop.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
Anyways, it's a business akin to an ice cream parlor and a drugstore, soda fountain. So they sell, like, ice cream and drugs and soda.
And soda, yeah.
Yeah. No, it'll be like Alex's books. That's what I was trying to say. Anyways. Okay. Yeah. So that's what a malt shop is.
Then Dee Dee arrives.
So that's not what's important. The mall shop is not important. Anyways, yes, let me get to the front door of the Dunphy's and Dee Dee arrives.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Dee Dee.
And so when she first walks in the door, she says, why so long? And Claire's like, I know, it's weird when we haven't talked in a while. And then Dee Dee's like, no, I mean your hair. And Claire's like, Mom! Anyways, here is our ad.
Oh all-new invisibility cloak for when your mother or mother-in-law comes over. Find yours today at any store near you. Literally any. They're invisible. You can't see them.
You'll find it when you need it.
So now Dee Dee is at the Dunphy house, and she's interesting. Like, just what she says, like, what she chooses to say to people.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just like, oof, maybe you shouldn't have said that, Dee Dee.
Yeah, like, when she's coming at Claire for her, I'm like, Dee Dee, lady, geez, just stop talking. If you're trying to make amends, stop criticizing people, let alone your children. Like,
I know.
Let her be. I think Dee Dee also complains about Claire's hair when it's short, too.
She does, like, I'm pretty sure.
Lady. And also, I think their hair's the exact same length right now.
It is.
Like,
so it's like,
Dee Dee, what is your issue?
She has no right to complain about Claire's hair when her hair is the exact same.
Yeah.
Like, literally. And I think she's, like, an abusive mother, like, emotionally.
Yeah.
Because when Claire says, you know how we all have that voice inside our head that says we're not good enough? Mine was outside my head, driving me to school.
That's my Claire's veto. Because she's like,
same.
Like, you know how, like, they tells you you're not good enough? Yeah, mine was outside, driving me to school. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, not to the episode, but just to, like, Dee Dee's relationship with Claire. Like, basically, Claire had no choice in choosing between her dad and her mom with the divorce. Like, it sounds like Claire would have, like, gladly taken her dad's side for anything, right? Just because of, like, how abusive Dee Dee was. Like, honestly, that's my Claire's veto, because I'm like, Dee Dee, no. Like, I can't. You're not a good mom. And then you come in here being like, oh my gosh, she's being so mean. It's like, yeah, you wonder?
Yeah, and then Dee Dee's like, do you hear the sarcasm? It hurts. It's like, Dee Dee, nobody feels bad for you.
Yeah, you're not the victim here. You're the villain.
Yeah, like, I'm like, of course, at some points, maybe Claire's a little harsh on Dee Dee in, like, later seasons, but still, like, there's no excuse for this. Like,
yeah.
I can't, like, really?
Yeah, it's so, like, oh my goodness.
So bad. Like, no, you can't be like that, Dee Dee.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. But it's kind of funny, because then she's like, I'm going away, and Claire's like, wait, what? And then she's like, I'm moving to a far and dangerous place. It's like,
and then Mitchell's like, she's moving to Canada.
Yeah, like, far and dangerous? Yeah, not really.
Yeah. And then Dee Dee, being Dee Dee, like, completely overshares to Claire and Mitchell, and she's like, we pleasure each other. We use our hands.
And it's so funny, because they do the exact same thing. So they're both sitting on either, like, arm of a, like, a sofa, but it's like a chair in Claire's living room. And at the exact same time, they get up and they, like, walk away, like, ugh. I bet they had to work on that, like, for a while to get it at the exact same time. It's so perfect, though.
Yeah, or, I mean, maybe it was even accidental. Like, maybe, like, they did a take, and they both accidentally did it at the same time, and they were like, this is perfect, you know? Like, let's roll with it kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Maybe that happened. That would be an option.
Mm-hmm.
Then Haley enters the room,
yeah.
And Dee says to her, oh, my little comet, I've never noticed this before. And it's brought back later when Jay makes the t-shirts in, I want to say, like, episode 7. He made a t-shirt for Manny, and then he said, oh, I made these for my granddaughter when she ran a 5K, and they said Haley's Comet. And when I saw the t-shirts, I was just like, oh, Haley's Comet, like, fast, running fast, and it's Haley. That's what I thought. But then I just realized this time that Dee Dee says, oh, my little comet, to Haley. And then I was like, Haley's Comet. I recognize that. But not from the 7th episode. So I looked it up. So this is also my Alex's books. Haley's Comet is one of the most famous comets in history. It returns to Earth about every 75 years and is the only comet that a person can see with the naked eye and may see twice in a lifetime. So I thought that was really cool. And it's projected to return in 2061, because it was last year in 1986.
Oh, gosh.
So,
wow.
I think we'll see it once in a lifetime,
yeah,
if we're lucky, but still, I thought that was really cool. There's a really pretty picture here of it, if that's something you want to post on Instagram.
Oh, wow, that's gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah. So follow us on Instagram at @moderncult_podcast.
Woohoo!
And you'll see the picture of Haley's Comet.
Yeah. We love posting on Instagram, and we would love more followers. So if you're interested, please come and find us on Instagram.
Yeah. And then, this was interesting. So, Claire is Haley's Dee Dee.
True.
All the way.
So true.
Minus, like, the emotional abuse and stuff.
Yeah, Dee Dee, no.
Yeah, no, not like that or anything. But Claire is Haley's Dee Dee, like, how she's, like, talking, and Dee Dee's like, ha! And stuff like that to Claire. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's not great that Dee Dee is able to gloat because of it, but yeah. At the same time, they're so similar. Then Claire is like, I am not my mother. It's like, well...
I mean, of course, everyone always ends up at least a little bit like their parents. And sadly, it's sometimes the things that you hated the most about them. Well, not hated about your parents, yeah. But just kind of that you were like, oh, they're so overprotective or something like that, right? Then that's what you're like with your kid, because you kind of start to realize what it's like to be a parent and what kind of responsibilities and everything, right?
Which is totally Haley and Claire. Like, Claire was always like, oh my goodness, I would hate how my mom would do this. And then she does that to Haley.
Yeah, and then... spoiler alert, when they grow up, and even before Haley has her babies, even with Luke, she's acting like Claire. She's like, no, you're not allowed to have a girl over. No, she has to leave. And then she's like, oh my god, I have to, like, I totally have to apologize.
I owe mom an apology.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So she's already been, like, starting to act like Claire.
Yeah.
So it's just so funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, when Haley comes in the room, what are they talking about? They're talking about, oh yeah, she wants to go to the concert. She's telling Dee Dee about how she wants to go to the concert and how Claire won't let her. And then Dee Dee's like, oh, one night your mother didn't come home until 4 in the morning with her boyfriend, Ricky. And then Haley's like, Mom, what were you and Ricky doing? And then Dee Dee's like, Ricky was your mother's boyfriend and he looked like Charles Manson. One night they didn't come home until 4 a.m. And so... yeah, and then Claire's like, he was a good boy. And then Haley's like, Dylan's good. And basically, like, Claire's like, Dylan's no Ricky. Ricky was a poet. And Haley's like, well, Dylan writes songs. Awesome songs. And maybe you would know that if you bothered to get to know him. Haley does air quotes around bothered for some reason. So, like, that's, like, kind of a Luke moment. I never really noticed that. Because she's all, like, bothered. And so I don't know why she does that. But I don't know. Seems cool.
It's probably just sort of, like, she's kind of being, like, sassy to her mom and kind of doing, like, the, oh, well, if you just bothered to get to know him, then you might know this with, like, attitude and very Haley-like.
Haley-like. But, yeah, I found that really funny. And then Dee Dee's like, ha, after Haley says that, and she looks triumphant, and she giggles, and Claire's like, ugh, and I'm like, poor Claire.
Yeah, poor Claire. Like, poor Claire. Like, that would be the worst.
Yeah, to, like... first of all, be acting like your mother. And second of all, have your mother there to witness it.
Yeah.
And, like, have you being like, no, I'm not like her, but then being
literally like
her.
I
think, so this might be, like, my Haley's outfit or whatever, but I liked Haley's outfit, but I think she's wearing the exact same outfit she wore in the first episode.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, like, she's wearing, like, the short jean skirt.
I noticed that, too.
And the top, like, a flowy top that looks very similar.
Yes, I noticed that. I wasn't sure. I thought the exact same thing. I was like... I wonder if they just repurposed her outfit, or maybe they were still sort of building Haley's wardrobe,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, okay, well, we don't want to put you in something that's off-brand for Haley, like that, mm-hmm. then people are going to look back and be like, Haley would not have worn this, so they were just like, yeah. It's safer to just put her in the same thing, maybe something like that happened.
Maybe, but yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of my Haley's outfit, because I liked that outfit anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah. So then... I don't know, some altercation goes on between Claire and Haley, and yeah. She's like, you're not going to the concert, yada yada. And then Dee Dee's like, that's very revealing. And Claire's like, she's super proud, and she's like, that's my parenting style. And then Dee Dee's like, no, I meant your blouse. And Claire's like, Mom! And Mitchell's like, not making this easy. And that was so funny, because, like, she's literally like, again, like earlier, she's trying to, like, get in good, make amends, like, yeah. Be invited to her house, and yada yada. But she's out here being like, oh... like, my goodness, look what you've become, or, like, that kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
Lady.
It's like, if you really want to make amends and stuff, you don't want to criticize your daughter at every step.
Yeah, like, leave her alone so that she'll want to at least maybe see you, right?
Yeah, like, and have it be like, okay, well, you know what? My mom, I actually enjoyed talking to her today. I think I am going to invite her over more, or I think I do want to invite her to some family things, as long as Gloria's fine with it and Dad's fine with it and stuff
right?
like that.
Yeah. Anyways... and so then, it's really funny because then Claire leaves and Mitchell follows her. And so they're, like, they're in the hall and they're talking, right? And so Claire's like, why don't you make her fix this instead of you doing it as usual? And Mitchell's like, whoa, what's that supposed to mean? And Claire's like, well, you know, Mom makes a mess and there's Mitchell to clean it up. Mitchell's like, that is so not true. If anything, you're the one with the screwed up relationship with Mommy. Claire's like, wow, Mommy. Mitchell's like, Mom. And then he's like, I didn't say, damn it. Claire's like, oh, fine, she can come, but she's got to clear with Daddy. Mitchell's like, Daddy! And Claire's like, I did not say. Mitchell's like, you did say Daddy. And that's so funny. Because, like, I mean, no matter how old you get, they're still going to be your parents. You're still allowed to call them whatever you want. But it's just so funny because, like, they're grown-ups. And they're out here being like, Mommy, Daddy. And they're making fun of each other. And it's just so funny.
But it's even more funny because it kind of gives us a look to what maybe their, like, childhood life together was like. Like, totally, like, on opposite sides, but they're still totally, like, together kind of thing.
And, like, being siblings and, like, making fun of each other, but, like, being, like, still, you know, still being, like, siblings and, like, good and whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that was super funny and, like, I was just, like, super amazing.
Yeah, but I totally noticed that from the first episode Dee Dee appears, which is this episode, she pushes Claire to the ends of the earth. Like,
pushes her to her limit.
Oh my goodness,
Dee Dee. You can see Claire trying not to snap and then snap her, right?
Yeah, like oh. You can so, like, Claire's, like, on the edge so much. Like,
and, like, I completely get Claire. Like, she had to live with Dee Dee her whole life until she grew up and moved out. So she's probably like, finally, I'm out of her clasps, her grip, you know? But then Dee Dee comes back and it's all like, I need you, you know? And it's like, you're not helping anything because, like, she's just, like, you know, acting like she did when Claire was still a kid. And it's kind of, like, not very helpful for any of your cases, right?
Like, yeah, like, I'm just like, whoa, Dee Dee, like, don't.
Yeah. I think we're moving on to the Pritchetts.
Yeah, I think so. We're moving on to Jay and Gloria. So, I just find this so funny. He set a kid's bike on fire.
So not him.
All the things. That's what he chooses. Oh my goodness. That's so funny. Like, yeah. He could have picked anything else to do, and he's like, you know, I'm gonna set a kid's bike on fire.
I mean, I'm guessing that it was probably slightly Jay's idea, too,
right?
Oh,
yeah, like, definitely.
That definitely did not come from Manny's. Like, Manny wasn't just like, you know what? I'm just gonna do this. Like, that was not
no
a Manny
way.
Thing to do.
But
totally not.
It's so funny because this is after a Mitchell has arrived and he's talking to Jay.
Right.
And then Jay
says, this is Mitchell coming to do Dee Dee's dirty work.
Literally.
And talk to Jay and Gloria, like, so is it okay if she comes, right?
Yeah. And then it's so funny because then Jay says, not my best parenting moment. And Mitchell says,
not
your
worst. That was literally, like, one of my favorite. It's so funny. We actually have, a meme of that we're gonna post, so.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
But yeah, it's so funny.
Because it's just like, that, out of all things, just like, not your worst. And he says it so, like, quiet and undercutting that's just like,
that, like, and Jay doesn't really pay
Mitchell.
Attention to it. So
yeah.
It's just so funny. And then Mitchell's like, oh, well, you know, Mom's in town.
Oh.
And Jay's like, your mom. And Mitchell's like, no.
Your mom.
She's back from the grave.
Yes, my mom. And
then Jay's like,
this is my Lily's imitating Lily moment, which is Mitchell when he says, no, your mom. She's back from the grave. Yes, my mom, Dad. That's my imitating Lily. But it's
and then
so
Jay's like,
funny.
Well,
my mom
would
be
less
scary. That's so funny because, I mean, it's so true. Like, Dee Dee is pretty scary.
Yeah. But something that I find really funny is that Mitchell always is the one, Mitchell always manages to be the one defying Gloria for Jay, for, you know, like, he's always the one defying, like, the quote-unquote scary people. Like, Jay can't stand up to his wife about, like, his ex-wife coming, and so Mitchell has to, like, defy her or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, Mitchell does everybody's dirty work, but also it's so funny because he seems like the one who would, like, not be good with the confrontation of that kind of thing.
That's
but he's
I'm
the
thinking.
One who's working, doing it for Jay or whatever, right? Like,
this
is so ironic.
That's actually my Mitchell's avoidance, that Jay won't tell Gloria about it. It's like, why won't you tell her? Like, yes, I get it. And then Jay wants to seem like the, and you just spring this on Gloria. Oh, Gloria, I understand why you don't want to be here. Okay, let's go. And stuff like that. But it's kind of like, really, Jay?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So I was just like, wow, like, I noticed that. Then we move on to Phil and Claire.
Yeah, we move to the Duffy house.
So, Dylan arrives.
Yeah, and Dee Dee's like, he's a very gentle soul. Claire's like, you got that from Hay? That's
which
really
is
funny.
So funny, but
and so Claire.
Phil says to him, I see you brought the axe. Do people actually call guitars axes? Like, again, something else I've only heard in shows. Have you heard it outside of TV?
I mean, not really. Like, our brother plays a guitar, and he never has called it the axe.
An axe. So, this is a question for you guys. Do you guys know or have your own guitar that you call an axe? If so, we would like to hear, and you can message that or DM us over Instagram, which that would be great.
Please.
If you would tell us, because I'm honestly extremely curious if it's just something in TV shows or if that's like a real life person thing that real life people do.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that. Okay, so yes. Anyways, so then Jay and Gloria are, like, knocking on the door and whatever, and, like, they're being let in. And Dee Dee says to Mitchell, she's like, oh, Mitch, I know it's a little silly, but I'm nervous. And then Mitchell's like, oh, no, that's not silly. You should be.
I thought that was, like, oh, I mean, it's so true. It's good that Mitchell's just like, oh, no, you should be. Just like, you know, Mom, I'm telling you the truth because of what's happened. Mm-hmm. You should be worried.
Yeah, but it's so funny.
Yeah. And then Phil says to Manny, this is so funny, he's like, nice mustache. And Jay says, don't make fun of him. He'll burn your house down.
Yeah, which is so funny because, yeah. I mean, he lit that kid's bike on fire, so it's not like he's afraid of arson.
Yeah, it's not like much of stopping him.
Yeah, right?
Which is funny. I don't know if they did this on purpose, but Gloria and Dee Dee's outfits are a cross between Match and Clatch. And Clash. Ugh, sorry, I can't speak today. Gloria has, like, a magenta shirt with black design, and Dee Dee has a magenta shirt with a coat that has black design. So I kind of thought about, like, this is about, like, if Gloria were to put the coat on top of what she was wearing, it would be a super hideous outfit. But if you think about it, it could symbolize how that Dee Dee and Gloria have lots in common, but put them together and they fight. Kind of like, if their outfits were put together, they don't work together, but they separately, clash. They're similar enough that they would look good together as two people beside each other, but right, they wouldn't work if they were all in one.
Of course.
So I kind of thought it's almost like Jay is what connects them and divides them. So they have Jay in common,
so
but it divides them because they're, well, Dee Dee's still upset that Gloria got Jay, kind of. So I just found that super interesting. Probably I'm reading way too much into it, and they didn't even think of that.
No, I mean, that's
but
so cool.
I don't know. I kind of was like, I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
I mean, possibly, because, like, literally in, like, movies and stuff, and TV shows and, like, you know, that kind of thing, like, there's basically thought put into everything.
Literally
anything you look at, there's probably thought behind it.
Probably.
Like, we were just, in English today, we were learning about this horror movie, I think. And any time before somebody died, there would be an X in the scene. Whether it was light, an X, or people crossing in an X, or like a pattern on the floor was an X, but you would see an X, and then in the next scene, somebody would die.
So
that was so interesting.
Was the X like the killer's trademark or something?
No, that was just like, that was like the producers and like the directors putting that in.
Oh, wow.
Just kind of like, yeah. And I found that so interesting. I completely forgot what the movie was called. I feel so bad that I forgot it, but if you've seen it, you probably know what I'm talking about. I think Leonardo DiCaprio was like the producer or something, director. I don't know.
Was it a short film or was it a?
No, it was like a movie. We didn't watch it.
Okay.
Our teacher was just telling us about it. But yeah, so I just found that really interesting. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. So I don't know. I sort of thought, like, if you really looked at their outfits, you kind of notice they're a match and a clash.
They match and clash.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just sort of noticed that.
Yeah. Anyways, so then Gloria sees Dee Dee and she's all like, oh my gosh, like, what are you doing here? And then she's like, we're leaving. And then Dee Dee's like, no, I want to apologize. And Gloria's like, you know, I think we've had enough revenge in this family for one day. Like, Gloria's totally being the bigger person, and she's, like, ready to forgive Dee Dee. Like, wow, like, good job, Gloria. Like, after everything she's done to you, she ruined your wedding. Like, but Gloria's still out here being like, okay, Dee Dee, I'm ready to talk. Like, okay, let's go. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, Gloria, you go. Like, you are a queen slay, right?
Like, Gloria, I'm so proud of you for being able to do that. And yes, I totally agree, she's being the bigger person. And I was just like, you know, that's perfect. But Didi is so petty. Like, is she five? I'm sorry, but it's like fighting over a boy in like grade six.
Yeah, literally. Because then, Gloria's like,
oh my goodness.
Gloria's like, I forgive you. And Didi's like, oh, wow, I'm not prepared for this. I just want to rip your face. And Gloria's like, what? And then even after Gloria's forgiving her, Didi still can't, like,
she can't let go of Jay, basically.
Yeah, and she, like, starts fighting her. And, like you were saying, it's like she's just being so petty, like, fighting over a boy. And it's kind of like, what is your problem?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yes, I guess, I mean, I don't even know, but, like, Jay's not, like, the only man in the world, right?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
And, like, spoiler alert, Didi ends up with a very lovely man in the end.
Yeah.
Right?
So I'm kind of like, a lot like her.
Yeah, like, and who seems better for her than Jay. And so I'm kind of like, why are you making such a big deal about it?
Yeah.
Like, not that marriage is bad, but, like, you now have freedom, right? Like, mm-hmm. if you wanted to be with, like, younger men, you could be. Not Chaz.
Oh, think of the later, yeah, him.
What's his name? I don't know. Claire's old boyfriend. But yeah, like, seriously, like, she has so much freedom now. Like I'm saying, marriage is great and everything, but, like, now she, you know? So, like, she just needs to give up and be like, I can't anymore.
Yeah,
but anyways, like, during the whole kerfuffle, I hear, like, that everyone is, like, saying different things, and I heard an underline, Claire, and she was yelling, Daddy! Daddy, stop! Which is so funny, but that's because, like, they're fighting, and so, like, Jay's trying to, like, break them up, and he's trying to, like, grab them away from each other so they don't hurt each other or whatever, so that was really funny.
Yeah, I've never heard that, like, even now I haven't heard it, I just know of it because you pointed it out to me.
Yeah, there's so many, like, little underlying parts in that whole part, so yeah.
So I feel like it's really just, like, who you listen to and who you hear.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, and so then they start introducing, just like the step, another thing that happens
for, like, ever. Often.
And it's like the, I've got Gloria, I've got Gloria. And so that's kind of like a Claire's veto of mine. Because, like, Phil, hello, you have a super attractive wife. So, like, why are you going after your
stepmother-in-law.
Yeah, stepmother-in-law. Like, it's creepy, Phil.
Yeah, and this bothers me. I'm kind of like, okay, like, Phil, do you have to? Like, I don't know. I just, yeah.
Like, it's just kind of like, it's like he's not appreciating his wife. And it's like, really? Like, come on.
Yeah, like, why doesn't he just, like, be like, okay, look, I've got Claire, she's amazing, I have three beautiful children with her, I'm gonna leave it at that, I don't need some woman who's 14 months younger than her, and, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I was listening to our first episode today, mm-hmm. And the ages, it says that Gloria is 2 years younger, because Claire was born in 70,
mm-hmm.
and Gloria was born in 72, so Gloria is the same age as Mitchell and Cameron.
Because, no, Cameron's 8 years older than Mitchell.
Then how come we said that we were born there the same year?
They must have had the birthdays mixed up with what they're saying in the show, because at one point they say Mitchell's 52. Sorry, Mitchell is that Cam's 8 years older or 6 years older, something like that.
Yeah, not eight. I think it's Cam's six.
It's at least six. 52 and 58 is what they say.
Something like that.
So that's gotta be, I'm kind of like, okay, so then there's no way that they're the same age. So they must have messed up on their birthdays. And Gloria, but that would work though, 14 months, because it's like a year and 4 months. So if she had like an early birthday, that would be count as 2 years technically.
I guess you're right, yeah. I don't know. Anyways, so then, after they finally separate the fighting and Phil's like, I'm Gloria, yada yada, Dylan, like, reaches out and he's like, I think I know what's going on here. And Haley's like, dude, you shouldn't. But then he just has, like, a super sweet speech.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, he's like, I grew up and my family doesn't even talk. And, like, as soon as I met Haley, like, she had the confidence of having a big family. And, like, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Like, his speech was so sweet. I was like, that's so compassionate and heartfelt. And the one thing that I don't like about it, though, is that Claire's ready to go back on her word. She's kind of like, oh, maybe we should let Haley. And I'm kind of like, I don't really know. Like, I get that she didn't actually say that to Haley, but, and I get that everybody's allowed to change their mind, but I just think Claire if she, you should look at it as a, look at it as a, okay, well now if we say to Haley, yeah, okay, yeah, you can go, then she's going to think that whatever Claire says isn't the full truth and that she can challenge her on it, which I don't think is a good thing to set up in a mother-daughter relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you mean, but also, like, no matter what the parent says, being a kid who does this, you're going to defy them anyways, right? Oh, like,
well, that's, I mean, so you, though.
Or, like, go after them about it, not in a bad way, right? Like, if my mom was like, oh, no, you can't go out, like, to get a drink with your friends or whatever, I'd be like, why? Please, I won't be gone for long. You know, like, I'd, like, not, like, challenge her, but I would just, like, beg. I'd be like, oh, please, like, so, I mean, it happens anyways.
Yeah, but, I guess so. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And then,
Dylan starts playing the song in the moonlight.
This is my Cam's flamboyance. Hopefully, a boyfriend would be able to realize, this song is not appropriate to play in front of my girlfriend's family. I'm gonna wait until it's just her and I to play it for her, because she'll think it's really sweet, her family will think it's really messed up, which they do.
Yeah.
And I kind of had something about the first line. So he says, the stars are falling from the sky, and you're the reason why. So I was kind of thinking, oh, I wonder if that could kind of go back to the whole stars are falling from the sky, a comet is falling, is basically a star falling from the sky, and she's the reason why, she's Haley's comet, as everyone would say, right? Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that was a thought put into it, or if they sort of thought that's a sweet lyric. But I think maybe there could have been some thought like that put into it, because otherwise, and you're the reason why, people could think that she was like an apocalypse or something, which is not something you want to say about your girlfriend.
Especially in front of her family.
You're an apocalypse.
You're apocalyptic. Yeah, no, that sounds really, yeah, that makes sense, honestly.
Yeah.
So then, as he's singing, it's like the start, it's like super sweet and everything. And so, like, I noticed Dee Dee, I saw her, and she looked at Gloria with kind of like a sad, guilty look on her face. And then Gloria smiles back, basically, like, Dee Dee's apologizing, and then Gloria's accepting, and it, like, it's super sweet. Like, Gloria's not, like, you know, like, oh, like, hee-hee, cheese, like, big smile or whatever, but she kind of gives her, like, a, yeah, like, an understanding smile, and
she's,
I'm like,
she's kind of,
aw,
like, okay, I get it, which I thought was really sweet, because, like, like, that works with the whole,
yeah, and, like, you were gonna say, like, other meaningful looks are tossed around, like, it's just really sweet.
Yeah, I just really liked the start of his song, and how it really connected to the family. They were like, okay, you know what, this guy is good, he's kind of bringing us together, and yeah, like,
so then he starts the chorus, and it's baby I just wanna do you wanna do me underneath the moonlight, a moonlight. Anyways, so everyone looks super concerned or like confused when he starts singing that. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, and everyone except for Haley.
This is my, okay, I give my favorite face nomination to all the family. Like, I especially Jay's face when he starts the next main chorus. His face, he's like so concerned. He's like, I'm sorry, I really hope I heard you wrong, young man, is basically what I could imagine him saying in something like that.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Because then the next one is, maybe I would steal you, just so I could feel you, maybe that would heal you on the inside. And that's, like, the ending, and all their faces of concern just get so much worse.
Yeah!
And Haley's just, like, smiling, like, oh, my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, my God.
Like, what? Okay, there's no way. And literally, it's so funny how Cam tries to block, Luke's view. But originally, I thought he tried to cover his ears. I never realized that he actually tried to block his view.
I think he tries to do both. Yeah. Like, I think he, like, tries to go to, like, cover his ears, but also block
actually,
his view.
Actually, I think Mitchell tries to cover his ears.
Yeah. And, like, Luke still manages to, like, get out of their grips.
Yeah, he's kind of, like, squirming up just to see, and they're like, okay.
Yeah, because it's like, ooh.
Because he's now, like, Dylan's being weird.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, it's, like, oh, Claire, she is not going.
Phil, not a chance in hell. That was really funny.
Because it's like, of course, after that, she's not going. Like,
yeah, because he's basically just saying what he's going to do, and they're all like, oh, God.
Okay, no thanks.
Yeah.
But it's so funny, Haley's face. She is so oblivious to the fact of how uncomfortable this has made her family.
Yeah.
Like, her family's over here just like, oh my goodness, what is he saying about daughter, granddaughter, niece, anything, sister, step-niece in Nanny's case.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think that would be, right? Or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. I don't know. It's really funny.
Yeah, and then she's just like, oh, so sweet. My boyfriend wrote me a song that's super personal.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, gosh, this is not happening.
No.
Yeah, and then at the very end, it's really funny because everyone's singing the song separately.
Oh, my goodness.
So, let's see.
It starts with Mitchell. They don't see the light. The moon is shining on your face.
And it finally feels it's
found its place. 'Cause
baby, baby, I just wanna do you.
Baby, you will do me, then I will do you.
Baby, you would heal you from the inside.
From the inside!
Ugh, we're never good at harmonizing.
Oh my gosh. By the way, I do not actually sing like that at the end.
Yeah, we both really well. We're just making a parody of the end because they say that line at the end.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really funny.
That's pretty much how they sing it too.
Yeah. So that's all for today's episode.
Join us for our next episode of Modern Cult, a Modern Family podcast, which will be season 1, episode 5, Coal Digger.
You can find our podcast episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, where we will be putting out new episodes every Monday.
Just search up Modern Cult, a Modern Family podcast, and please, please, please follow us on Instagram at moderncult_podcast.
Please. Please feel free to reach out. We would love to hear from you and your thoughts on the episode and maybe some of your favorite moments, and if it is actually called an axe or not.
Yes.
We're really curious.
Yes. Also, I would just like to add, we are still wondering if people would like us to do episode 10 when it's time, or if they'd like us to wait and do it on the 26th because it's a Christmas episode. Also, please specify whether you would like or would not like to for you to read our message on the podcast, and if you would like us to mention your name or not. Put your name if you'd like us to read your name. We would really enjoy hearing from you.
Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Thank you so much, and tune in next week for
Season 1, Episode 5, Coal Digger.